Well, apart from the content of last night's debate, there was also the format and the style of the debate. And to find out how it played on television, we turn once again to Alan Schroeder of Northeastern University, who's the author of Presidential Debates, 40 Years of High-Risk TV. Welcome back.
Thank you, Robert.
Let's start with the format, the seated around the table. I think of it as the World Series of Poker format.
Or the Sunday morning Washington talk show format, as you prefer. What a difference from the previous one, where you had Bush and Kerry 10 feet apart on a stage, almost as though they were in isolation booths. Here you had a sit-down at a table, there was a dialogue that was really going on between the two candidates that made for a much more animated and sharp debate.
Two very different physical figures, different appearances of these two men, and in many different ways.
Absolutely. You had Cheney, who's got such a poker face. He is the last person on earth I've decided I'd ever want to get into a card game with. And just this feeling of repose about him. He moves very little. He has a very narrow range of facial expressions, as contrasted with Edwards, who was using his face, his hands, the whole upper half of his body. He looked like he'd been seatbelted into that chair and that he was just really straining to get out of there. So you had physically quite a different style going for each of the two men. And of course, they look so different. That's what struck me when I would see the two shot of both of them, even though their age difference isn't more than 15 years or so. You just had this sense of two different generations side by side.
How do you think they did? How did they perform?
They did very well, both of them. These were both formidable debaters going in, very different styles, and yet each came out maybe a little bloodied, but nobody much more so than the other. So it was a much more entertaining debate, I thought, than the first one, certainly. And for the viewer, there was a lot more to sink your teeth into.
Let's look ahead to Friday's debate. We're going to have the second presidential debate, this one in St. Louis, and it's going to be a different format from the first presidential debate.
Right. This will be the town hall debate, although town hall with restrictions, because there are a number of rules that govern the process by which the people ask their questions. But this will be a whole different setting from anything that we've seen up to this point. Bush has done a lot of town hall appearances on the campaign trail, but usually with Republican-only audiences. So there's the potential for some fireworks even between Bush and the audience here. And, of course, Bush comes into this the underdog, having not performed so well in his first debate. And Kerry is much more practiced in the town hall format recently. He did quite a few of these during the primaries. He has a mixed track record. It isn't his favorite format or one that comes naturally to him, but he has been pretty effective in these town halls.
People observed of the first debate between the presidential candidates that if you repeat lines that are typically met with rapturous applause before a partisan audience, before an audience that's been told you may not react at all to these people, something's off key, something sounds wrong. What about in a town hall format? Is that going to be any different?
The audience for the town hall debate is made up, supposedly, of soft Kerry and soft Bush supporters, which means that nobody, presumably, feels real strongly about one candidate or the other. That would, I think, lessen the possibility of this turning into something like a campaign rally. I think the town hall questioners are there really to evaluate and check out the candidates, not so much to show their support for one side or the other. So I don't expect that that would be a boisterous audience in that town hall debate.
Professor Schroeder, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.
Alan Schroeder of Northeastern University, the author of Presidential Debates, 40 Years of High-Risk TV.
And you can hear last night's entire debate and NPR analysis at our website, npr.org.